simple home energy saving tips save cost. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Max. Homeowners can apply some simple steps in efforts to return home energy costs going into the winter. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
Some may believe the economy, more than the weather, seems to be the catalyst for more homeowners seeking ways to save energy cost.
We're definitely seeing some influx in that, looking at some of the low-cost ways that they can try to reduce their energy bills for certain.
And according to Carl Peterson of North Dakota State University Extension, as the transition from fall to winter occurs throughout the country, now is a good time for homeowners to prepare their homes for winterization. In fact, there are many things homeowners can do on their own.
Think about your house is a balloon, and you're going to put hot air into that balloon just like a hot air balloon floats because it's got hot air in it, and you're going to pay to put that hot air in your house to keep it warm throughout the winter time. So the idea is to try to look through that and find where there's going to be holes in that balloon where that air can leak out, costing you money and costing you comfort in your house as well.
This investigation literally means finding holes in the wall.
Like a window, that's a hole in your wall. So is there air that can potentially leak around those windows? Are there penetrations going through the walls, like a plumbing penetration going through or a heating penetration where I'm bringing in my gas line, or I've got a hose line that's a hose bib that's going out where I hook up my hose to the outside of the house, a dryer vent that's a larger pipe going out, so a good spot for air to be leaking out, and doors as well. Look underneath those doors. A lot of times those are certainly areas where air can leak out of the house, and hot air make your house colder and less comfortable.
Peterson says running a fresh bead of caulk around windows, door frames, or any holes can help reduce air leaks. And Peterson adds that when it comes to insulation and performance, there are some factors to keep in mind.
Get a feel for how much insulation that you need to have in your particular climate, what's cost effective, and then take a look at it and see how well that insulation is performing.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Hope all of you have a safe day. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.